Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about making your drum bus hit harder for drum and bass and jungle drops using only Ableton Live Stock devices. I'll walk you through a reliable chain, exact starting values to try, parallel tricks for grit and snap, some mid/side ideas, automation strategies, and a compact practice you can finish in under an hour. Let's make those drums cut through and pulverize the mix. First, the goal. You want a group drum bus that preserves transient snap, tightens the sub, adds character and harmonic grit, and gives you simple automation handles to turn up intensity during drops. If you already know how to group tracks and the basics of compression and saturation, you're in the right place. Step 1. Routing at a clean starting point. Select your drum tracks, kick, snare, hats, percussion, breaks, and press Command or Control G to group them. Name the group drums bus. Put a utility at the top of the chain so you can quickly mono-check by setting width to 0. This is your sanity check as you process. Next, clean up the ugly stuff before you add color. Drop an EQ8 immediately after utility. High pass at about 18 to 30 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope to remove inaudible rumble. If things sound boxy, carve out 2 to 4 decibels around 300 to 500 Hz. For a bit of natural snap, a gentle bell boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz, 1.5 to 3 dB, is a good starting point. Doing this early prevents compressors and saturators from building energy you don't want. Now insert Ableton's drum bus after that EQ8. This device is your main transient shaping and harmonic engine. Start with drive around 3 to 6 dB. Grind you can keep it 0 to 10%. Low to taste unless you're after something nasty. Transient set positive, around plus 5 to plus 20, will emphasize attack. Use negative values only if you want softer hits. Compression in drum bus as a starting feel is 2 to 6 dB of reduction. The drum bus gives you combined shaping and gentle bus compression that's very effective for DNB punch. Protect your sub and tighten it with multi-band dynamics next. Split roughly at 20 to 160 Hz for the low band, mid from 160 to 2.5 kHz, and high above that. On the low band, use a ratio around 3 to 6 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release somewhere between 80 and 150 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of reduction on big kick hits. This tames peaks and keeps the low end controlled. Keep mid compression gentle and leave the high band mostly untouched so snap remains intact. Use makeup gain so your overall level stays even. Drop a glue compressor after the multiband to glue everything together. Set attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds so you let the initial hit through. Ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, and dial threshold for about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This creates cohesion without killing punch. After the glue, add a subtle saturator, analog clip or soft clip, with drive around 1 to 3 dB and leave output a couple of dB down to compensate. Finish with a limiter set with a ceiling of minus 0.3 dB as the safety net. Try to avoid heavy limiting during normal operation. Now the fun part. Parallel processing. Create two return tracks. Call the first grit and the second snap. Send from your drum bus into those returns rather than inserting them on the bus, so you can blend and automate. On grit, chain saturator into redux then EQ8. Saturator set to analog clip with drive in the 6 to 12 dB range adds thick harmonics. Redux around 8 to 12 bits with subtle downsampling gives digital crunch. High pass the grit channel at 40 to 60 Hz so you don't dirty the sub. Send around minus 18 dB to start and bring up only until the drums get aggressive but don't sound brittle. On snap, make a transient heavy parallel chain. Use a fast compressor or another drum bus with transients boosted extreme, then boost a narrow band around 3 to 6 kHz by a few dB. Compressor attack very fast. Think between 0.1 and 5 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds, ratio 6 to 12 to 1. Use this to add an explosive click or snap. Send very low to start, around minus 20 to minus 15 dB, and blend into taste. Automate these sends across sections. Keep them low in verses and bring them up in drops for instant aggression. You can also automate drum bus drive and its transients knob. Increasing drive by 2 to 4 dB into a drop gives a real ripped feel. For width and stereo control, insert an EQ8 in mid/side mode after multiband dynamics or at the end. Add a gentle high shelf on the side channel from about 6 to 12 kHz with 1.5 to 3 dB boost to widen hats and cymbals. Keep the mid channel clean and consider low passing the sides under 400 to 800 Hz so your low end stays mono and focused. Listen for common mistakes. Don't saturate the sub. High pass your parallel distortion or use multiband methods. Avoid setting bus attack times too fast or you'll lose punch. Check mono frequently using utility width equals 0. Gain stage religiously. Set the output of each device so you're not overfeeding the next unit and chasing headroom issues. A few extra coach notes. When judging hard, listen for contrast between transient clarity and sustained body rather than just loudness. Flip devices on and off to compare. Use macros, map drive, one parallel send level, and a transient control to three macros inside an audio effect rack so you can jam or automate a single intensity knob. Phase check layered samples if you change the timing or duplicate hits. A quick mono check beats chasing mysterious cancellation later. If you want darker, heavier DMB, keep your sub-mono below roughly 120 Hz. Apply more mid-range distortion than low-band distortion, and consider short saturated reverbs on snares for presence without wash. For jungle grit, automate redux bit depth so the crunch breathes, or resample and chop aggressive fills for texture. Quick practice exercise to lock this in. Take a 16-bar loop, group it, then chain utility right arrow EQ8HB at about 22 Hz right arrow drum bus with drive 4 and transients plus 12 right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow glue right arrow saturator right arrow limiter. Add grit and snap returns as described. Start sends muted. Bring grit to minus 18 dB, snap to minus 22 dB. Then automate drum bus drive up 3 dB and grit send up about 4 dB during your drop. Export two stems, one with the automated bus settings and one with sends disabled. Listen and note the differences. Homework if you want a challenge, make three bus presets, clean, medium, nuclear, save them as effect rack presets, and export an 8-bar loop for each. Also make a 1-bar impact sample by resampling the nuclear bus, and automate a macro that controls drive, grit send, and side high shelf across a 4-bar build. Export your clips and notes, and I'll suggest exact knob tweaks. Recap in one line. Clean the sub. First, use drum bus drive plus transient control for snap. Protect lows with multiband or high-passed parallel distortion, and automate drive and parallel sends to turn a drop from ordinary to brutal. Go try it now. Tweak those numbers by ear and send me an 8-bar clip if you want precise adjustments. Ready? Let's make those drums hit.